This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hospital officials said on Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. Kosovo indicted 45 suspects on terrorism charges on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The charges stem from a brazen attack almost a year ago, when around 80 Serb gunmen stormed a North Kosovo village and battled police in a shootout, and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery before the survivors fled on foot back to Serbia. The shootout left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer. It marked the most violent incident in Kosovo since the Republic declared independence from Serbia in 2008 and aggravated tensions between Pristina and Belgrade.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday announced more than $700 million in aid for Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv, aiming to bolster the energy grid Russia has repeatedly pounded ahead of what's expected to be a difficult winter.
We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many, many days ahead.
Blinken said the assistance also would provide humanitarian support and pay for mine removal operations. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday tried to get back on track the day after a rough debate performance with fewer than 2 months before the election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This was my best debate.
University of Missouri political communications expert Ben Warner says it might have been, briefly.
Maybe the first 10 minutes.
But then Kamala Harris got under Trump's skin during the ABC News presidential debate.
People start leaving his rallies early, out of exhaustion and boredom.
That was the first time she really baited him.
And Trump fell for it.
People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics.
2.5 months after essentially ending President Biden's re-election bid during a debate, Trump ended his night on the defensive, giving agitated answers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. remembered the lives taken by the attacks on 9/11, marking the anniversary on Wednesday of the deadliest terrorist attacks in human history, killing thousands of Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Families gathering across the country to mourn loved ones and politicians attending ceremonies. The New York Memorial brought out Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who shook hands before the names of the almost 3,000 killed on September 11th, 2001, were read by family members like Abigail Medina's sister.
She was a light in our family that will never go out.
President Biden was also at Ground Zero and then went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania with Harris to lay wreaths at the Flight 93 Memorial. I'm Julie Walker.
A year after a massive earthquake struck Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, people there say reconstruction has been slow and many are still living in tents or been forced to move elsewhere. Lisa Bryant reports.
Morocco's High Atlas region is one of the poorest and most underdeveloped parts of the country. The government has earmarked $11 billion in aid to reconstruct the area, while tens of thousands of earthquake-affected people have gotten state support. Reports say many have yet to get the full payment. Reports also say many residents still live in plastic tents or have been forced to relocate. Some have protested for more support. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
The stage is set on Thursday for the first private spacewalk when a tech billionaire and his crew will attempt the feat. To date, 263 astronauts representing a dozen countries have popped open the hatch. For safety, the latest spacewalkers will always try to keep a foot or hand on the capsule. Find more on our website at voanews.com. Or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.